Welcome, my friends, to the podcast that never ends, where we gather our clan and talk about peace and love in our lives, the difficulties along the journey, and how we rise up. We will experience a little thing I call Kluberty together, find our sweet spot, and planting our seeds to watch them grow in our magic garden. I'm Uncle Dave, and our transformation starts right here. Hey now, and how are you doing? Just wanted to bring you that to the first episode of Peace, Love, and Bring a Bat. And I want to explain to you a little bit about what we're going to be about, how we're going to go about doing some things, and just get to know Uncle Dave a little bit more. And that's what the next few episodes are going to be about some of the things that we're going to talk about. So when I mention something like Kluberty, you'll understand what that means, and also what bringing a bat means. So bringing a bat is not going to be about any violence, definitely no violence. We're all going to be here in a safe space, and we are going to take stands. We are going to find the passions that are within ourselves, how we lead within our homes, in our lives, and in our communities. So all of that's going to piece together. We're going to look for some goons for good, because we all know a person. We all know a guy. And we're going to play around a little bit. We're going to have fun. This is going to be a safe space where we get to talk about a lot of different things. And it's going to be a spiritual. It's going to be hokey at times. It's going to be woo-woo at times. And it's all going to be good, because we're going to create a safe space for our clan, for our tribe. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a magical space. And that's where the magic's going to happen. We're going to plant magic seeds, sort of like Jack and the Beanstalk. We're going to get some information. It's going to plant into your magic garden. And then what's going to happen is you'll think about it either during the show, after the show, or as you listen to the show again. And it'll grow. And by continuing that type of mindset, that's what we're going to do, is we're going to build this safe magic garden. And each garden is going to be different. So your garden is going to be different than mine. And that's what's going to happen. We'll find the sweet spot when we do find the bats. And the sweet spot is that perfect place where when you hit the ball, guess what? It flies. And it's going to all be different for each one of us. Is that we all experience something differently from our different perspectives. And that's going to be really interesting to see how other people find their magic garden. Or, hey, I'd like to talk about one of our sponsors, Phoenix Eastern Medical Center in Farmingdale, New York, what I call an oasis of healing. I go there for acupuncture, massages, and to get some crystals and candles. Among the services they have besides the acupuncture and massage are facials, spa treatments. It's a place that will heal your mind, body, and soul. Their herbal pharmacy is a great place to pick up crystals, gems, oils. There's always something interesting there, and the staff is amazing. So friendly, warm, and welcoming. Tell them Uncle Dave sent you. You can check them out on the web at thepemc.com or on Instagram and Facebook. Really, go there and check out, and it'll change your life, because we pay it forward. And if we could pay it forward, we find ways to pay it forward in our communities. It's not going to be a New York-centric. We have people all over the world who are doing good, and you might not be aware of it. And we're going to listen to them. We're going to hear them. Because once we pay it forward, we earn our price on this planet. That's the price of living every day, as many people have quoted, is by just doing good for everybody else, being kind and gentle for everybody. And everybody could do something. And that's the magic. So you want to collect bottles, you're going to hear about some organizations that I'm aware of. And I hope to hear about more organizations, local organizations, ground roots, because that's what it is. We're going to put our roots in the ground, and we're going to grow. Again, we're going to just take these seeds, continuing to grow, and take a stand. Find out what our passions are in terms of how we can be healthier mind, body, and soul. There'll be lots of people. We're going to use a lot of R's, because I always say there's an R in my heart. So we're going to rise from the ashes. I'll tell you some stories about the Phoenix. I did a TEDx talk about the Phoenix rise and how it rose in my life, how the first time I heard about it was through a Maya Angelou poem, which had nothing to do with the Phoenix, but that was my first Phoenix Day in May 11th, 2006. I'll be sharing you other stories of where I've risen, because in the past year, I was at my lowest point possible, and guess what? I still rose, and I can't wait to share stories, not only of myself, of others, so we can uplift everybody. We're going to rejoice. We're going to hear stories. We're going to rely on people. We'll find the R in your heart, or you'll find the R in your heart, because it's not up to me to do it. We're just here to help each other and raise each other to the next level. And that's what peace, love, and bring a bat is all about. Thank you. Well, my friends, today's journey has come to a close. I hope the seeds of peace and love continue to grow for each one of you. Remember, the peace and love surround you that will assist you to rise again. And don't forget to bring a bat for what you believe in. Namaste.